Bananas are great in breakfast foods, such as muffins and pancakes. You can have them at lunch, too, perhaps sliced and added to a peanut butter sandwich. They, of course, are also splendid in desserts, whether flambéed and served on ice cream, or used in a cake or pie. But what about a very savory, saucy curry? Would bananas work well in that kind of dish? The answer is yes, as long ago bananas worked their way into some of the curries made in places such as southern India and the Caribbean. To make them, pieces of banana are used, or they are blended into the sauce for the curry. The latter is what I did, whirling slices of banana with coconut milk, curry powder and other spices, lime juice and zest, honey and chicken stock until smooth. That mixture was simmered, poured over seared cubes of boneless chicken and baked in the oven until the chicken was tender, bubbly and flavorful. You might think the banana in the sauce would overpower its flavor. But instead, it gives the curry a hint of fruity richness that's balanced by the other ingredients used in the sauce. Banana works well with the tastes of coconut and lime, why I also added lime zest and juice and coconut flakes to the basmati rice I served with the chicken curry. To round out the meal, you could serve the chicken curry and rice with naan and mango chutney, both of which you'll find for sale at grocery stores. And, if you wanted to serve vegetable, something steamed and vibrant green would look great beside the chicken and rice, such as snap peas or snow peas. Note: in my next column, on Wednesday, I'll be keeping the banana theme going by offering a splendid recipe for banana bread with an option for turning it into a chunky monkey loaf. Chicken in banana curry sauce. Cubes of chicken are seared and baked in a banana curry sauce until tender and very flavorful. Chopped cashews and cilantro, or mint, are also added to the curry, further enhancing its appeal. Preparation time: 25 minutes. Cooking time: about 40 minutes. Makes: 3 servings. 1 ripe, medium banana, sliced. 1.5 teaspoons medium or hot curry powder. 1/4 of a teaspoon ground coriander. 1/4 of a teaspoon ground ginger. 1/4 of a teaspoon paprika. 1 tablespoon fresh lime juice. 1.5 teaspoons honey. 3/4 cup plus 2 tablespoons coconut milk. See note. 1/3 cup low sodium chicken stock. 2 boneless, skinless chicken breasts, or 4 boneless, skinless chicken thighs, about 550 grams. 1 tablespoon plus 2 teaspoons vegetable oil. Salt to taste. 3 tablespoons chopped fresh cilantro or mint. 1/3 cup unsalted cashews, coarsely chopped. Lime slices and cilantro or mint sprigs, for garnish, optional. Place the banana, curry powder, coriander, ginger, paprika, lime juice, honey, coconut milk and stock in the cup that came with your immersion, hand, blender, or in a food processor, and pulse until very smooth. Set banana mixture aside for now. Preheat oven to 350°F. Cut the chicken into 1.5-inch cubes. Pat the chicken dry with paper towel. This will help prevent splatters when you sear them. Heat the oil in a large skillet set over medium-high. When hot, sear the cubes of chicken, in 2 batches, until nicely browned, and then lift out of the skillet and set in an 8-inch square baking dish. Drain any oil from the skillet and pour in the banana mixture. Bring to a simmer and season with salt. Pour banana mixture over chicken. Cover pan with aluminum foil and bake chicken 20 minutes. Uncover chicken and bake chicken 10 minutes more, until bubbly and tender. Mix the cashews and chopped cilantro, or mint, into the chicken with banana curry sauce and heat through a minute or two. If desired, garnish with lime slices and cilantro, or mint, sprigs. Note: 3/4 cup plus 2 tablespoons coconut milk is about half a 400 milliliters can. Give the coconut milk a stir to combine the milk and solids before measuring. The leftover coconut milk you have from the can could be frozen for another time. Coconut and lime basmati rice. Aromatic, steamed basmati rice, flavored with coconut and lime, You can serve with the chicken in banana curry sauce. Preparation time, 30 minutes. Cooking time, about 20 minutes. Makes, 3 to 4 servings. 2 teaspoons vegetable oil. 1 cup white basmati rice. 1.5 cups low-sodium chicken stock. 1 teaspoon finely grated lime zest. 2 tablespoons fresh lime juice. 1/3 cup medium unsweetened coconut flakes. Heat oil in a small to medium pot set over medium heat. My pot was 6 inches wide and 5 inch tall. When oil is hot, add the rice and cook and stir 2 minutes. Add the stock, lime zest, lime juice and coconut flakes and bring rice to a boil. Cover the rice, turn the heat to its lowest setting, and cook 15 minutes, or until the rice is tender. Fluff the rice with a fork and serve. eakis@timescolonist.com Eric Aukies is the author of 8 cookbooks. His columns appear in the Life section Wednesday and Sunday.